Yeah, Rosella, everybody's free, starting us off on this Wednesday, 13th of March. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. PJ was doing his big fish, little fish dance there.
Yeah, it's... What's that big fish,
you know,
fish dance?
You know the way they used to have those kind of mad names?
Oh, that's right,
that
yeah.
Happened, like,
chip on the shoulder was one. Remember
yeah,
this one?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
There was... Yeah, yeah, I remember that,
and
yeah.
Big box, little box, and...
Big box, yeah.
And all that.
Big box, little box.
And the big swarm bees.
So the swarm bees there. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that.
Anyway, welcome along. Hopefully you're in good form.
I have all the moves and I don't even know the names.
Well, that's it. You're just a natural.
It just comes natural. I've got a groovy body, Jim.
That's what happens.
I got a groovy body.
It was actually
body.
Watching you that people actually probably named those things.
I would not be
What's he doing
in
there?
Any
think
way surprised.
I think he's putting out the fire there, is he?
Yeah, putting out the fire. Figuratively speaking.
Right, anyway, hopefully you're in good form. Dan 2.0 certainly is. It's his Friday today.
Go on, Dan.
He's off now until next Tuesday. Good for you, Dan.
Fair
enjoy.
Play to your horse.
What is it you do, Dan? Let us know, will you? What is it you do that gets yourself
yeah,
a
we all know
bank
each other a little
like
bit
that?
Well now at this time. You should be knowing these things about each other
yeah,
and ourselves.
How do you manage to get... What's that? 1, 2, 3, 4. How do you manage to get 5 days off, Dan? You got to spill the beans on that one. Anyway, so that's Dan. Who else have we got in? Morning, lads. Howie, it's a great day for the Irish yesterday in Cheltenham. Yeah, not the particular Irish in this room, it has to be said.
No.
Ken Doherty got off to what can only be described as an inauspicious start with his tips yesterday.
I don't know what went wrong. We got literally the best snooker player in the world to pick those horses.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what went wrong.
It is quite extraordinary.
But it wasn't exactly the start we were hoping for.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I bet on one horse yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
And how'd it go?
It just decided to stop running.
Did it? Yeah.
Yeah, Lawler it was called. I watched this very emotional video of a woman whose husband, he killed himself.
Oh, God.
And she was talking about how they had the horse, and it was a very special horse. And I was getting all sea biscuit, tears in my eyes and all. I was there, oh, Jesus. And I saw the horse, and he's only a little fella. I was thinking, like, me mate, what she is.
Yeah.
And I was there, and she put the horse, and then he had the West Ham colours on the jockey, and I thought, ah, here.
Right.
I like West Ham. This is bound to win.
Well,
I've just seen in the
most. You did up to that Rice character, but anyway, that's a different story.
Yeah. That's another, we'll be talking about that today. And then I just thought, I have to do it. I dug deep. I says, right, here we go. €2 each way on this fella.
Oh, you're mad, man.
I got it at 9 to 1.
You're mad gambling lunatic.
Got it at 9 to 1.
Whoa.
I dropped down for 9 for 2 nearly before the race. It was a big drop.
Big, yeah, support for...
Yeah, almost half. Anyway, it was last. And then she's about halfway through. Just sort of went, yeah, not into this. But yeah, so it was...
Right.
That's my Cheltenham experience finished, I think.
Yeah, I didn't have a great day. I backed a few and I got one place in the very last race of the day.
One place
out of the whole experience.
Was there even... It wasn't 200 to 1 or something. Made
not
it worthwhile, no.
Not at all. I think my returns on it were about 450.
Yeah.
I had it as part of a lucky 15 and the rest of them just decided not to bother.
Yeah, so it wasn't a... Yeah, well, it was a bad day. But that, you know, it's just the start.
But it was great. I tell you what I did. I watched the feature race.
Yeah.
You know, the big... champion hurdle.
It's the good-looking horses. Is that what that's called?
Yeah. And it was exciting because, you know, all the big favourites fell away, including, unfortunately, our Apples Jade that we were backing. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a good race to watch.
How was it good if you don't
win? Just with the outsider doing it, you know, and Mark Walsh, his first festival win and everything, the jockey, it was
right,
good from that point of view. You'd have had a tear in your eye.
Would I, yeah? I'd have gone all sea biscuit on it.
You'd have gone all sea biscuit
right,
on it.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm hoping for one of these days now. Throughout the week.
Happy hump day, English Ian. Christina's been on. She said that we've helped her get out of bed. She wasn't thinking about getting out of bed. And then we played Mel and Kim, Respectable.
Respectable.
And she had to get up and do her old dance routine to it.
Oh, yeah.
A bit like yourself.
Tay, 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 tay. Tay, tay, tay. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, obviously no one saw me doing the moves there, but I was.
It was very good. Elf Terry's been on. He's looking forward to Liverpool tonight in the Champions League. Playing Bayern Munich,
playing
of course,
Bayern.
They need to score.
Yeah,
I actually kind of hope Liverpool do well in that. I know you're...
What's wrong with you?
I know.
Are you drunk?
I know.
Look at him, he's getting all sea biscuit about them now as well.
No, relax, because I don't want them focusing totally on the Premiership. You know, I want them to have some sort of distraction.
Yeah.
In the Champions League or something.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But you can't do it.
No, I can't. Because the feckers will go on and win both of them. And it'll be...
you're right. I take it all back.
That's what'll happen. They get a sniff of the final. They're very dangerous.
They're good, yeah. They've a good Champions League history already.
Yeah. I prefer to see Ronaldo, them running against this.
I missed out on Ronaldo last night. I believe he was fantastic.
Unbelievable. Oh, he's... it was a fantastic... It was absolutely fantastic. Right. I mean, absolutely ridiculously fantastic. He's still me, Faye. I still think he's better than Messi. I know I'm the only one that thinks it's...
Well, no, you're not
is.
The only one, but... Yeah. Like Messi has kind of wilted a bit of late, hasn't he?
The figures alone, it's just... like, okay, he's a bit of a ponce, right? He drives you mad, you know, the way the carry on of him. But he's unbelievable. Like, he's just unbelievable. To turn that over yesterday, it's just mad to watch. Yeah. Mad. Hat tricks. I'm making history. Like,
you do kind of feel that everything he does for Ronaldo, as opposed to having done it for Real Madrid or Juventus.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know what I mean?
So it's not like Juventus won 3-0.
Oh, he's got the loyalty of Ryan Giggs.
It's like Ronaldo won 3-0.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ronaldo beat Atletico Madrid yesterday.
Exactly.
Who was he playing for? Which, you know, he wouldn't say.
It doesn't matter. Somebody, they were black and white.
He said that wasn't important.
JP is saying that Mid-Aaron are predicting snow for Paddy's Day, PJ.
Well, that's terrible news, isn't it?
Shocking.
That's shocking news. No way.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm going into the parade this year, to be honest.
Are you?
Yeah, well, Jason Bourne is the marshal.
That's right, and Deirdre O'Kane.
Deirdre O'Kane, so I think I'll go in.
Are you going to try and hitch a lift or something?
Throw apples at him. Yeah. Oh, what about me? Yeah.
Imagine just running out with the crowd and going, go on, let's on. There's loads of room on that.
Come here, let's no apologies.
Let's on with you.
Can I get a lift to Parnell Square?
Yeah, exactly.
Just want to have a lift.
Fantastic. Right, it turns out Dan Pointo is a BSS hire service technician.
HSS with a B?
It says B.
Oh, we don't know what that is.
He's taking a few days off to sort stuff after a move. Oh, he's only just moved to Newtown Shandrum.
All right. He has just moved to Newtown Shandrum.
Where the roads are sketchy.
And you'll have Dan to finish. Dan lives there.
Right, good luck with it, Dan. And Greg and Ballinasloe. He said he did a lucky 15 based on Ken's tips. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Sorry about that.
Not only did I not get one place, I'm pretty sure that at least one of the horses died of disinterest. To be honest with you, that's kind of... Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, it's just, we're going to do better today, right? We have to start looking forward to this, right?
We can't do any worse.
We're going
now.
On. This is St. Elmo's Fire. This is some emotional, sort of motivational.
Are you
going to
have another
music.
Sea biscuit moment?
Yeah, I want you to picture yourself jumping over a fence listening to this.
Yeah, John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 19 minutes past 6 o'clock. Ready for a few birthdays, PJ?
Let's do it. Yeah, I have a lot of redeeming of myself to do now because I've had some bad days. So let's see how we get on.
I'm going to give you a good start, right, because you love your boxing.
I do,
You're a big boxing fan. And this is a very, very, very famous boxing name. Not in a boxing context, this particular clip, but I think you'll recognise him.
You don't cook chicken like that. That was shit.
But she did her best.
No, well, that's not good enough. You can tell by the girl she can't cook. Look, I'm not knocking the girl. I'm just saying she should never been allowed to cook. End of story. Mm. Let them wash up. Let them wash up. That's helping us.
Right, so...
What? There,
that is a former world heavyweight champion involved in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Who the hell was that?
Do you not recognise them?
I don't.
That, my friend, is Joe Bugner.
Joe Bugner?
Yeah.
I'm kind of blown away, but that's Joe Bugner, the man who fought Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. It's Joe Bugner in I'm a Celebrity, Getting Out of Here, getting all male chauvinist, saying that your woman shouldn't be cooking, she should be washing up.
Oh, my God.
That's mad.
That's...
He's quite known, though, isn't he, for coming out with that stuff.
In fairness
being a bit
to him and
of...
all that, but you're, you know, there is no unfairness to him. The problem with him now is...
He's been punched a lot of times.
Well, there's that. There is. I was going to say he's South African, but he's not, actually. He's Hungarian, isn't he? He's Hungarian-British.
Is that
he's
what
a
it
weird
is?
Mix, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's a Hungarian-British sort of... He doesn't know what he is. Jeez. It's no wonder he's going on giving out...
I thought he was Australian.
No, he's definitely not Australian, no. No, he's not, no. He was like the great white hope of that time when the great heavyweights were around. Just before.
Feud with Henry Cooper. Lasted for donkey's years, didn't
it? That's right.
Like, they really disliked each other.
That's right. There's the whole British thing, I suppose, being wanting to be the best or something. I don't really understand.
Yeah, apparently
both of them got to fight Ali, of course.
Yeah.
And Henry Cooper, of course, the only person ever to put Ali in his arse.
Really?
Yeah.
That was probably the only person to put him on his arse.
But
it was his aftershave. It was the brute.
Yes,
I tried to bang a brute off.
Yeah,
Henry Cooper.
They got into a huddle like that, and Cooper put his arm over his
up.
Head.
Yeah.
Ali took a sniff for air, went down like a light. Joe Bugner went, "That was mad." Yeah. That's what happened, wasn't it? but Joe Bugner, he's a mad looking yoke. Like,
he's still a very big man, if you know what I mean. You know, like physically imposing.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. And he always looks like he's got a swollen head from black eyes.
Yeah.
You know the way he's got one. You know the way boxers sometimes, their eyes become. I don't know if the eyes go out or the forehead comes out.
Yeah.
But one happens to the other, and they have like a doorstep into their head. It's a big mad doorstep head. And he has the ultimate doorstep head. I'm going to say he's like. Well, like, he was 1969. He's 69.
Yes!
Go on! There you are. Well, now, this is the start.
Now
I told
back.
You we were going to have a good start
now
today.
Back. There you go. The boxing reigns supreme again. Right, Joe Bugner, 69. Next up, who will I go for? I tell you what about Adam Clayton?
The quiet man of U2. Oh, God, yeah.
Bass player with U2, and to be honest with you, I don't know. And one time, Bo of Naomi Campbell, didn't he?
That's
go out
it,
with
yeah.
Naomi
he went
Campbell?
Out with Naomi Campbell for a while. I'd
Before
say that was
she started
hard
throwing
work.
Phones and all.
The both of them famous for their personality, of course. So imagine the chats they were having.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I can't imagine what they'd be going on about. They definitely weren't going around complimenting people behind their shoulders' backs, that's for sure.
Yeah, they don't look like your typical showbiz couple, do they?
No, she would.
Isn't there a famous story that Adam Clayton rocked up to a gig one time? And the band were like either loading or unloading into the gig, and some lad just asked him to help. Didn't know who he was.
And did he help?
And he did.
Fair play.
Started lifting speakers and amplifiers and stuff.
You're joking. He actually
got
stuck in.
So the story goes. Yeah.
But see, now I like him again.
Yeah.
No, what was he doing going out with that now at Naomi Campbell, giving him a hard time?
Exactly.
God, now I think he's sound all of a sudden. But what age is that's tough as well. Like, they're in there.
Yeah, it's very hard to even hear that man speak.
They're all in their 60s anyway, them lads, aren't they?
Right, I'm going to stop you there, right?
Right.
Going to keep you on track with this one.
Okay.
Keep a bit of drama in it. He's certainly not in his 60s.
Right, so he's
I don't
in
know
his
where the 70s others are.
There.
For God's sake.
Right, he really is the tail end. He's 58.
Oh, man.
I was going to say...
It was looking so good for a second there.
I was going to say 57, wasn't he? And that was...
No. It was when you said he's really the tail end.
Oh, 59.
I thought he was going to get it. He's 59.
Fart, anyway.
Unlucky. And then the last one is Michael Lowry! Yeah, I don't think anybody in Tip can hear us, so you can say
what you
like.
Say whatever you like. Whoa, they just... I loved... One thing I will say about all of that Michael Lowry business, right?
Yeah.
And it's not him. But what I will say is, fair play to the people at Tip. They would not be told what to do.
But
talk about digging your heels
in. That's the Irish way. The Irish way. Michael Lowry, Mick Wallace.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's plenty of others.
Charles Hyde,
there you go.
Is a good example of someone that you just go, listen, this person is not to be voted for. You cannot trust this man. Look at this legacy of nonsense. I'm telling you now, yeah, well, you know
something. Top of the poll.
He got me mother the bus pass, and that's all I care about. And I tell you something, you won't tell me what to do. Go back to where you came from.
Exactly.
Go back to smelly old Dublin
and
sniff diesel.
If you're looking for me, I'll be over here at the parish pump.
Yeah, and it'll be some crack. Get lost. Now that'll show you, that'll learn you. So it will. I have to say, they really dug their heels in. That's
done
by him. He was the Healy Ray of Tipperary before there was a Healy Ray banging around in Kerry, really, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's around a long time. I think he's something like 30 odd years in the doll.
Yeah, but
Michael Lowry.
He was the big name, if you know what I mean. Now, the big name of sort of looters in politics would be the Healy Rays. But he was the first.
I think it's a slightly different scale.
He was the Midland looter, wasn't he? He was up to the shenanigans looter. Whereas the Kerry lads, I'm not sure if they're up to the shenanigans looters. They're just a pack of looters.
Or if they're just, you know, likely to feature in a Flat Earth documentary or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Tell you something, you know those.
By
dream...
the way, we're not heard in Kerry either, so we can say that too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but some of it they get it. I don't know why that's happening. That shouldn't be allowed. So I gotta say,
right. Michael Lowry is
71.
66.
Ah, sugar. Fart anyway. Feck it any. I was doing well this morning. I started off well.
Or maybe I'll just give you boxers give me going forward.
Yeah, just boxers and family members.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Tara. 25 to 7. How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
There's a rumour.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. A
There's
rumour.
A rumour.
We
love
a rumour. What's this now?
Is there a rumour that this is kind of Friday's Eve for us all this week? Is there?
For you? You can't be getting another day off.
Oh, yeah.
You
well, actually,
again?
We haven't confirmed ours.
No. Oh, wait a minute. Not
oh, you've definitely. Managed it, have you?
Maybe I have. Maybe I have.
Shut up. No. This is now, you're all ruining everything.
Now, hang on.
You're
hold
already
on.
Here.
Anyway.
You're
don't,
always
hold
on. Don't be like a kid who won't share his toys.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm going to bring you back to when you were on holidays last October, November time.
When was I on holidays?
You were on holiday because I had to sit in there and do the birthdays with Mike, and I won That's a not. Day off for getting the birthdays right.
Well done, Tara.
That's a joy. No.
And I'd actually forgotten about it.
You've already had like 40 days off this year.
Yeah, I know.
And then you as well, this smarty pants over here. Look at him.
What am I? I'm just
and
saying.
Like, he doesn't
I mean,
even want a day
I mean,
off.
What's
he
the
wants
point?
To, he has nothing to do.
What's the point of doing
this
do? Show?
He just wants to take it off because I'm gone. That's literally the only reason.
With you and Tara not here, what would be the point of myself and Mike being here is all I'm saying. I'm only just trying to put it out there.
Why
are
you bringing
logic.
Mike into this? We didn't even mention old beardy face git out there. Wait a minute.
Is Mike coming in on Friday on his own? Is he?
Well, obviously not in
the it hasn't been fully confirmed yet.
Stupid.
It hasn't been fully confirmed.
I know. That's why I said it was a rumour.
It's a rumour.
It's a rumour.
Yeah.
Actually,
you
know something? We need to probably get it sorted. We should probably, you know, get it sorted and go straight to the top. Get Andy Bad News involved. And
why can't you just mind your own business, everyone? How about that? How about you all just take your own days off, like you normally do?
Right, okay.
And leave me with mine.
Grand,
and then
okay.
We don't all have to just...
I'll take Friday.
Friday. And you know what I'm thinking? It's a long weekend. I might just push it out a bit and maybe I might take Tuesday and all while I'm at it.
Oh, this is a joke now. This is turning... You can't. You can't. This well, is turning into a joke.
You can just see PJ sitting
this
there,
is a joke.
Well, as a kid, when his ma said to him, share that with your friends.
Why?
Share this with me, friend. Why do I have to share?
Yeah.
Why do I have
it's
to share?
It's my birthday. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's my birthday.
Yeah, yeah, we'll watch what I want to watch and we'll eat what I want to eat.
Yeah, well, it says you and you.
It's not your day off, PJ. It's not your day off.
Come on, PJ.
Oh, our day off.
Well, yeah. I don't know what to do about
There's
this.
There's no I in team, PJ. No I in team.
There certainly is. It's I team. It's the I team.
It's the Eurythmics. There Must Be an Angel and Out of Touch. Uniting Nations. Just ahead of that, that was your Get Up and Go song this morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 6:45. Hopefully you're in good form. Hump day. Although it looks as though for some people, some very lucky people, of course, it's more than just hump day because there are people like Dan 2.0 who was on earlier on. It's his Friday today. He's off. And then, of course, PJ currently, he's only got one day to do. Tara now has only got one day to do. Really does plant the seed.
Who, which one of you jackasses was the one that told Tara to get what? In on this as well? Well, no, it was a plan. It
Tara,
was a plan.
Tara is a strong, independent woman.
Who'd do
well,
anything for her well to get a dig in.
Of making her own decisions.
Yeah, I know she is. She makes them all the time. It's just you've helped her make another one.
What?
Yeah, Tara's... Oh, that's like Tara's obviously... It, like, thinks this is a great bit of crack.
I'm just
is
saying,
why she's doing
all
it.
That's happening is... Obviously, you know the way they talk about reaching a point of... critical mass.
I don't.
And like, so basically, I mean, if half the show is gone, PJ, so what's the point in the other half being on? That's really, you know what I'm saying?
Half the show.
You know what I mean?
I'm literally,
and I mean, many,
I'm 25%.
More than half. I mean, you're the star.
Oh, you're a
What are we
total,
supposed to do?
You're an awful.
What are we supposed to do if you're not here?
Do you know what you're...
How are we supposed to try and pretend to entertain the nation without you here? For us to bask in the reflected glory of your talent.
Do you know, if your personality was a physical thing, if it was a noun, it would be a wedgie. That's what it'd be. Annoying and stuck somewhere it shouldn't be. That's what it'd be. That's what you're not the personality of a good old wedgie on a sweaty arse.
I wonder has that ever shown up on a psychometric test? Personality type, wedgie.
Wedgie. Yeah. Sticky, smelly, awkward. And in the way. There you go. Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
I can't believe it. I can't believe you try and take the glamour off it. I mean, it's what you're doing here is, let's be honest, is ruining the birthday game on anybody that likes listening to the birthday game.
Right.
That's, you're doing it. Yeah. You're ruining it. Because what's the point? I'm never going to have the motivation to hit the jackpot ever again. Because...
You're getting a day off.
I'm not. I'm getting everyone a day off. And there's
that
no
just
point
makes you
that.
An even bigger hero. That just makes you an even bigger hero.
Oh my God.
Although, to be honest with you, if I thought it was going to work like that, I'd have given you a lot easier birthdays.
Yeah, but it has worked like that.
Well, look,
it has.
I mean, look, nothing is decided yet. You know what I mean? Obviously,
I think
you need the approval of Andy Bad News.
That's
and all
it,
that.
Actually. If you, Andy Bad News says he
and
doesn't
I mean,
want it.
He doesn't get called Andy Bad News for no reason. I mean, the man is not he's not a one to be handing out kind of goodies for nothing.
That's true. Andy Bad News, we need your help.
He could be your saviour, actually.
Yeah. So, what? Please, Andy Bad News, boss of this station, our glorious, wonderful leader.
Oh, my God.
Yes?
This is the bloke you were literally yesterday slagging for speaking like a sea culture.
You shut up when talking to the man. Right? Jesus, I'm in the middle of something. Andy Bad News, great man who gave me this wonderful opportunity to have the job of my dreams, which I praise the Lords above every day that I have. It's very rare you get to wake up every morning and look forward to working with people. And you, Andy Bad News, are that person. So I please, well, I would ask you to just once more give your bad news to Jim, Tara and Avocado Mick, and tell them all that they have to work
Avocado
this Friday.
Mick is, so our version of Mattress Mick is Avocado Mick.
So thank you very much.
Right.
Our glorious leader.
We'll have to, he's going to have to do his, what's your man, that biblical king bloke that decided, doesn't matter.
Herod, was it?
Whatever.
Solomon, one of
Solomon,
them.
That's
Solomon,
it. Yeah, he's going to have to do and deliver his opinion. We'll have to get him involved.
Yeah, well, obviously,
although
I'm saved.
He's not going to be up now. You know what I mean?
You know, he might be up all night pulling his hair out. Well, he had a bit of a rough day yesterday.
Yeah, I believe somebody was slagging his accent.
Hey!
Anyway. Yeah. Look what you've done.
What?
Sarah is depressed listening to everybody talking about days off. She's got 6 days straight. She's not off till Monday.
Sorry, Sarah. You see, this is what Jim is doing to people.
What he's trying. He's
supposed to be wake up happy, and here he is bringing me down, bringing you down, bringing other people down. You know, giving everyone a sort of
unbelievable
a kick in the weekend, Charlie's, that they don't need.
Happy hump day from Chef Dave. Somebody wants to say hi to Christy, Brian, and all the Geraghty Joinery crew. They're heading to Athlone. Don't work too hard, girls.
Look at this. Look at the grief. Look.
What? Who's getting grief?
PG, you can barely hit the jackpot. Never mind having the motivation to carry on. And wipe the side of your mouth. It's overflowing with BS.
You see?
That's very harsh.
Tony,
is very harsh.
Tony, thank you for that. To be fair, people, you know, they can't believe you would turn on your chums.
You're not my chums, are you?
Oh,
Tony,
that's just lovely. Now we're not even your chums anymore.
Wipe the side of your mouth. It's overflowing. He said, overflowing.
Overflowing.
With BS. Unbelievable.
Shocking. Happy hump day from Cart. And also, let me see. Dan in Cork's been on to say, so PJ does well on the birthdays. When it's boxers, no surprise there. He loves boxers. Even robs them from the gym.
Oh, God.
That is the gift that keeps on giving, that
it,
is.
It really
that is.
Is
the gift that keeps on giving.
I actually can't even defend myself now on that one.
That's also, morning to Margaret as well, in from Moy this morning. 0871 88 0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Plenty going on, including, of course, Who the Man. We're over €1,200 at this stage. Also, another chance to get involved in doing the Do in Dubai. And believe it or not, we're actually going to bring back Ken Doherty,
yeah,
despite yesterday's fiasco at Cheltenham.
Oh, God, yeah.
Assuming Cheltenham goes ahead, of course.
Oh, that's the weather is threatening, right? In fairness, if it doesn't go ahead.
I'd say it might be the only way we'll make money for it. Make a wish.
Might save face all round if it doesn't go ahead, to be honest.
Yeah, take that, a little help from Lulu and Relight My Fire here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 13 minutes past 7. And okay, yesterday, it didn't exactly go according to plan. We had Ken Doherty on with us, of course, to give his celebrity tips for the first day of Cheltenham at all, with thanks to Quinn Bett. Now, that's a fairer bet, and all in aid of Make-A-Wish Ireland. And how did it go? Well, Well, it didn't go well, as I say. We drew a complete blank. Not a single euro was made for Make-A-Wish Ireland yesterday. But providing Cheltenham goes ahead today, we are optimistic and Ken will be back with us after 8 o'clock.
We still have a few days left at this, right? So, yeah, we still have a few days left. So we're going to knuckle down, we're going to try and win. So that means more than just sort of trusting the world snooker champion, ex-world snooker champion, at picking horses. Not sure why that didn't work out.
Yeah.
We're going to have to try and look on what way people do their bets, right? This is all a part of it. And
are we getting scientific?
We're going to get a little bit scientific. We're going to get a bit
so
psychological on it. Or psycho-analytical on it. How about that? Yeah, that's a better way to put it, I think. So this woman, she's a TV behavioural expert, right? Well, she's on TV and she is a behavioural expert. You know what I'm saying. Her name is Judy James, right? And she has put a lot of work into this to see what your betting habits say about your personality, right? So if we have a mixed enough bag here, you know, along with Ken, we'll ask Ken what he's like later on. It might go some way to helping the bets along.
Right,
if you know
okay,
what I mean.
Because
we can profile better the horses if we have a wide range of betting habits. Do you know
I
what I'm
hear
saying?
You. Okay.
So basically, it depends. Your personality changes. So if you bet on favourites, long shots, each way bets, each way, whatever one of those you get, or numbers, silks, all of these different things,
it says something about
your personality, whichever your favourite way to go for a horse is. Right?
Right, okay.
So I've done a little bit of asking around in the office.
Okay,
here.
And what have you come up with?
Well, Tara was very sure. Well, I'm very multifaceted. There's no one thing in general. You know what Tara would be? She has to be awkward. So she was like, there's lots of different things. You know, I couldn't possibly pick. I said, if you had to, what's the initial thing? And she said, well, the name initially would be her attraction to it, right?
I'd say that's a big one for a lot of people.
I think
the
so,
name,
yeah, yeah.
Either just, it screams out at them or whatever.
Definitely. And then this, of course, this actually fits Tara. So her personality type would be highly confident. You'll be known for doing things last minute. Well, you just want to see how quick she gets in before the news. Sometimes it's like 2 seconds and she's sitting there. Or flying by the seat of your pants. I think that sums Tara up very well. Very well. Then Mike.
Right.
Mike loves a long shot, right? Mike being a bit of an outsider himself.
Yeah.
He loves a long shot.
He's a bit of an outlier, all right.
So it says a spontaneous optimist. I'd say that's very true about Mike.
Yeah.
He is a spontaneous optimist.
I mean, he shows up here every day expecting us to do...
expecting things to be different.
Yeah, it's mad.
And they never are.
And they never are.
They never are.
But still he comes in with his optimism.
Yes, he's someone who will take big risks. Well, he works with us too.
Yeah.
When there's a big reward in the offing. We haven't told him there's not a lot better than this. But anyway, there you go.
He's still living the dream.
He's still living the dream. So what are you then? I have to ask you.
Oh,
so,
wow. And I can only pick one sort of aspect.
Your initial thing, right? You look at the paper. What's your initial thing? Do you go for the silks, the odds, the owner, trainer, the number? Do you just randomly select? What would you, what's your thing?
Oh, man, this is a nightmare now because my instinct is to be awkward like Tara and say it depends because there's a few things.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do, right? I'll say that I am a fan of an each-way bet, then. I'll say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, to be honest with you, there's loads of things. I do like trainer-jockey combinations and all that, but...
it's actually very funny. This is Jim down to the ground.
I'll just pin me colours to that, then, for the time being, so I don't get awkward on you.
I tell you, this is Jim down to the ground. This is stuff that's more accurate than horoscopes, I'm telling you. Look at this. You value your family, secure relationships, and you see your home as an escape. That's Jim! Jim's always saying, as soon as he goes in, that's it, I can't go back out. Turn it off. The phone rings when Jim's at home, he nearly throws it through the window in the temper. You're not going to be bothering me. I'm in the house. You know what I mean?
That's what each way better
do. That's why he moved to Narnia, where he rides unicorns and no one can find him. Why he gets so upset if somebody parks within 2 miles of his house. That's what it's all about. Look at that. This is
2 miles is okay. It's just inside 2 miles.
Yeah, anywhere. Yeah, wherever we go. If he parks where you can see it or at, he'd be all upset. He'd be putting out the traffic cones now. He'd be there in a bath. Coming out here, weekend warriors. Set fire to those cars. You have that.
That's each wayers, is it?
That's each wayers, yeah.
All right. What are you then? What are you?
I'm a favourite better. I'm too scabby to take a real
bet
risk.
Bet on a favourite, would you? I never bet on a favourite.
Oh, I'm a favourite, always.
Well, so what's it say about you then?
It says, you know all about being flexible to fit in with other people, obviously.
Oh my God, it's just falling apart, Mike, the whole theory of it.
Yeah.
He fits in with other people.
What are you talking about? It also says you're very non-judgmental, but you could be too easygoing in relationships.
Oh wow.
What? Isn't this accurate?
You're non-judgmental.
And too easygoing.
Yeah. And flexible with people.
And flexible with people.
No, I'm not buying it.
The whole thing was, it was going well there for a while, but it's madness now.
You mean I'm not flexible? You're a pair of, you don't know anything. I fit in with relationships better than anybody. Right?
Especially working ones.
Yeah, I do actually, yeah. You're lucky to have me.
Wow. Just out of curiosity, is there, what is it if you do go for, say, jockey train or combinations or whatever?
Yeah, so there's loads of these, right? So the other ones tend to be, if you study the form closely, it says you're a known planner, a leader.
What if you study the form, but you actually don't really know anything about it?
Well, it says that you're someone that would step up to the plate and take responsibility to protect other people, is actually what it says.
Thank you.
You're in each way better. What do you
want? I said I was multifaceted.
It says if you bet on the silk's colour, it says you tune into other people's feelings and emotions.
Nobody does that. And fact
and detail is rather unimportant.
Does anybody do that? Does anybody pick a horse based on, I like the colour of that?
Yeah, I think so. I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I like the colour. Yeah, your man on the grey with the purple hat. I'll go for him. You know, wow. You get a bit of that. If it's because of the jockey himself, you trust people easily and you fall in love just as quickly. It's very emotional.
Yeah.
If you bet because of the owner trainer, it says you're in your romantic life, you're likely to study someone's background very closely and not jump into anything. You know, too early.
Wow.
If you bet randomly, it says you're very strange and a bit worrying. But there you go. That's kind of the only negative, really. You know, it's the only negative.
As if you're a pin in the paper merchant, you're...
Yeah.
You're a bit worrying, are you?
So there you go. So then we have to find out which Ken Doherty is. Going by yesterday, I'd say he's a bit worrying. I'd say he's a bit random with his selections. And you know, and it was a bit random of us to get a snooker player to do the tips anyway. But hey, what are you going to do? We live and we learn.
Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 7:24. Quick reminder, we've another set of tickets to see OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. It's their special 40th anniversary world tour happening at the Olympia Theatre on Thursday, October 24th. The tickets only go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. But we have them for you to win before you can buy. And all you got to do is listen out for an Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark tune.
Yeah, and then when you hear it, what did they text? OMD.
OMD.
Text OMD to 087-188-0008 and you're in with a chance to go in there for free.
Absolutely. It'll definitely happen before the end of the show. There will be a track from OMD, and when you hear it, win, or not win, bloomin' heck.
OMD.
That's it. OMD and your name and details to 087-188-0008.
It's time to do the do in Dubai with Abbey Travel and Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite travel insurance. Classic Hits.
Yeah, doing the do in Dubai. Good news, by the way. Yesterday, our qualifier made it in.
Yeah, we got six yesterday.
We thought that wasn't going to be enough.
We were pretty hard on ourselves. The caller was hard on herself,
Mike
too.
Mike was particularly hard on you.
He was, actually. Mike, you were particularly hard on me yesterday now. Yeah, so you were. There was digs thrown all over the place. He said, PJ, you're going to have to up your game with this carry-on. And it turns out we did it. So
wow.
Six was all
six
we needed.
Six was good enough to qualify yesterday.
Damien only got four. Niall got four. So it means that our player got in yesterday. So we're going to try and do it again today.
Just goes to show, you should never give up hope on it. You just don't know how they'll fall.
It just takes one to get sticky and then you're kind of, you know, it gets difficult after that. So there you go. So we're going to play again today now with Pauline Wren, who's in Dublin. Hiya, Pauline.
Hiya, how's it going?
Not too bad, Pauline. How are you today? Are you well?
Yeah, I'm really nervous now.
Oh, you've nothing to be nervous about. Yeah, you're grand. What? Any plans for the rest of your day?
No, just heading to work, so just getting ready here now.
Where do you work? Are you allowed to tell us where you're hiding off?
Probably not the department, but I work in the civil service.
Jeepers. Top secret.
The shock of it all. Right, well, listen, Pauline, the very best of luck with this. As I say, it doesn't really matter what you get because you just don't know how the day will fall. But, I mean, six was good enough yesterday. So hopefully if we can do even better than that again today, that'd be fantastic. 60 seconds. You can't pass, though. That's the only thing, all right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Very best of luck, Pauline.
Thank you. Here we
go.
He's a blind singer, plays the piano.
Stevie Wonder.
He used to be in the Beatles. He got shot.
John Lennon?
Yeah, lead singer Queen with a big moustache.
Freddie Mercury.
He's another singer too. Sang Sweet Caroline.
Oh, I don't know.
I Am, I Said. He sang I Am, I Said.
What's his name?
Old singer.
He's got a name like a ring
Stevie
you get.
Well.
No, you get no. A name like you get for your engagement.
Like if you got a special ring. You know, a precious stone. Yes!
Yes, that's it. Yeah, he's lead singer of the Pogues.
What's his name? The Gummy Fella.
The Gummy Fella, Fairy Tale of New York.
Oh!
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Married to Victoria Clark recently. Sings famous Irish music. Oh, what else can I tell you?
His first name rhymes with Bane.
Yeah, sometimes he should be ashamed of himself.
Oh, Shane McGowan.
Yes! Lead singer of The Police. Oh, it's gone.
No.
Oh, it's Sting.
Yes!
Oh, we got there in the end.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that counts.
Oh my God.
Oh,
so,
my God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 again.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh,
6 is not bad. Like 4 or 6, yes, they got through.
Yeah.
So you never know. Okay. You just don't know,
Pauline. You just don't know. Listen.
Okay. Oh, God, well, it's so hard thinking the clues of the same
having a go. And isn't it weird? Even when you know someone like Pauline did with Shane McGowan. It just won't come to you when you're under pressure. Anyway,
oh,
Pauline,
God.
You did very well. Thanks for having a go at it, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for you, okay? Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks a million.
Cheers.
See you later. Take care.
Bye. There you go. Pauline Wren in Dublin has set the standard at 6 for today. That's what you're going to have to beat. Next chance to play, of course, is with Niall Boylan. Another chance with Damien later on, and again with Niall at night. So 6 is the bar.
Oh, going to have to pop a couple of Xanax after that. The old pressure. It's unbelievable. You really feel it. So 6 is the bar that has to be beaten.
It's weird because we end up under pressure trying to think, how can you give it, like, what's another clue? What's a good clue?
Yeah, I know.
How can you sort of describe it?
And you can't.
It's
We're
weird.
Not allowed to do what we normally do, which is kind of half give it to you anyway.
Pretty
we got
much.
In trouble for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think ashamed of himself.
That was a good one. It got her through. Anyway, 6 the score to beat. Next chance to play is with Niall. That's OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark and Souvenir here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, just 11 minutes to 8 o'clock. That's our OMD song, of course, and all the texts, the WhatsApps rather, are flooding in at the moment to 087-188-0008. Still time to get yours in if you want to try and win tickets to see them. Their special 40th anniversary world tour, the Olympia Theatre on the 24th of October. Tickets only going on sale tomorrow morning. We have another set for you to win right now. OMD, and your name and details to 087-188-0008.
Now, Who the Man?
Classic Hits.
Who the Man? Who the Man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out! Here come
Who the Man? So there you go, €1,270. It's a pile of cash, and we're dying to give it away. Even before Mike can give us that second clue he's talking about next week. So let's try and do that. Here's what it sounds like.
Man.
And top class is the clue we have so far. So Tom in Galway is going to play this morning. How are you, Tom?
Hello,
Tom.
Tom. Hello. No, Tom is gone missing. Right, well, we try
to go
to Adrienne instead.
Go to Adrienne. So she's in Dublin. Hey, Adrienne. She's gone as well.
No.
Oh, no, there you are. I can hear something.
I'm here.
Oh, we have you. How are you getting on, Adrienne? You well?
Good, not too bad, yeah.
Oh, God, sorry about the panic there.
I know.
I'd hate to give you a chance to win the cash and then take it away from you. So how are you feeling today anyway? You good?
Good, not too bad. Just on the way to work with Laura and Alva.
Woo! How are you, Laura and Alva? What's the crack? Good stuff. Let's try and give you a few quid then, Adrian, after we gave you a proper fright there. Who do you think it is?
I think it's James Tolkien from Top Gun.
James Tolkien? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think he's Stinger and Top Gun.
Right, okay.
Okay, well, you and I are in the dark. I mean, Magic Michael, no, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Is it?
I actually don't know who he is, lads.
Oh, really?
But anyway, it's not right. I do know that much. You'll have to go have a go with Damien later. He'll be talking about this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, not to worry.
That's a shocker.
Sorry, Adrian. Anyway, have a great day at work.
Enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Thanks for playing.
You too.
Cheers.
Bye-bye
now.
Take care, bye.
Right, well, is Tom back, I wonder? Tommy there?
Hello.
Hey! Got you, Tom. How are you getting on?
It's Cullum.
Oh, Cullum. We beg your pardon.
Well, that will explain it then, because it says Tom on it.
Oh, all right. Sorry about that, Cullum. Our fault.
That's why I didn't.
All right. Well, apologies, Cullum. We didn't know what's going on there. So, how are you getting on anyway, apart from all the confusion?
Not bad.
Right. Good. Yeah, good. Let's try and get you in anyway. We'll try and give you a few quid for the inconvenience we've caused you.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Cullum? Who is it?
I reckon it could be Jet Li, could it?
Jeff Lee, is that what you said?
Jeff Lee, as in the martial arts expert.
Jeff Lee.
He was his double.
I'm really not good at the names this morning, sure.
Right, so Jet Lee then.
Anyway, lads, look, it's not right at the end of the day. It's a pity you could have been jetting off on holiday somewhere with that cash.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Unlucky, Colin. Unlucky. Keep at us. Good talking to you, man. Cheers. Yeah.
Nice to meet you and Tom this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
And Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah, you and your split personalities.
That's
you
Tom,
keep at it.
Tom, Jeff and Cullum. So there you go. 20 to 5, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly. He'll give you a shot. It'll still be £1,270 with him. Top class will still be the clue. And yeah, best of luck with that.
Absolutely.
God knows who we'll be on the phone with.
Yeah, second clue on the way next week if nobody gets it. So get in, give yourself the chance to win. Yeah, that's a good song, actually, to have going into this next section. The best things in life are free. Who needs money? That's all I'd say.
Who needs it?
Who needs money? In fact,
not us.
I'm just going to... I think this is appropriate as well.
Always look on the light side of life.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. I think you need to find the silver lining in things, don't you, PJ?
You do. Let's be honest. Cheltenham started yesterday and we tried to make a few quid for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And, well... We threw a few quid in the air anyway.
Well, we certainly threw a few quid at it, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did.
Oh, I tell you. And how much of that few quid came back, PJ?
But that's, you know, so, like you said, Jim, let's look on the bright side. We have another few quid to throw today. How are you, Ken?
How are you, Ken?
How's it going, lads? How's it going? Oh, bad day. Bad day at the races yesterday.
It wasn't what we were hoping for either. Yeah, I guess so. Oh, no.
But in fairness, I tell you something, right? To give you your due, Ken, right? In fairness, nobody... nobody could have predicted what was going to happen with Apple's Jade.
Nobody saw that coming. Very poor one, wasn't it?
And in fairness, Benny Did You, it was doing okay until it fell over.
What did it lie down?
Well, it was in the lead, of course. And only it was on the last hurdle. And I mean, where I was watching it up in the go, everybody just screamed because I think most of the places had it. And yeah, it was just such a shame. It's such a shame for Ruby as well, you know.
Yeah.
And for Rich Riffey, who owns the horse, you know, he's put a lot into horse racing, but he would have loved to have that winner at Cheltenham. You know, that was his big horse there, ready for a winner. But unfortunately, that's what happens.
Yeah, sometimes happens. And then, of course, Cubo Mania came in a very respectable ninth, I think.
There's always the next day, lads. There's always the next
Absolutely.
Day.
That's true. And here we are, day two. It was looking like it mightn't even happen at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, the weather was bad, was it?
Oh, yeah. They did an inspection. Ken, just a matter of interest. Do you pay any attention to Cheltenham at all, do you?
Yeah. I heard about it. It's near the Cotswolds, isn't it?
Yeah. When's it on, eh? But anyway,
we have another 100 quid to throw away today.
We do, yeah, good stuff. So what have you got for us today, anyway? What's the plan?
There's two great races and two great horses, and one that I saw there last year was Altior. I know it's 4-9 today, but it's just such a great horse. I'm going to have to put it in a double. So I'm going gambling big time here.
Good stuff.
I'm putting it in a double. It's 4-9, but it's a magnificent horse. And if it only falls, it'll lose. If it stays on its feet, it's going to win.
Right.
So that's the way I look at that. And I'm going to put it in with a Gordon Elliott horse, which runs in the next race, Tiger Roll. That's favourite as well.
Is that the one with Davy Russell on it, is it, as well?
No, it was Davy Russell, but the jockey has changed.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, that's what it says on the card today. But I don't know whether David Russell will take it up or not. Sometimes they chop around. So,
right.
Altior and Tiger Roll, we're going to do in a little double.
Okay, how much are you putting on that, Ken?
So what we'll do, we'll put an 80 quid double on that.
An 80 quid double.
Right. Ooh, there we go. That's great.
Oh, well, there's no messing. We're chasing our money from yesterday. Now
I hear you. Right. Yeah. So we've only got 20 quid left to play with then.
We've only got 20 quid left, but I'm going to put it on an outsider, which is Dogon. It's in the juvenile handicap. It's 22-1 at the moment, so we'll put a tenner each way on that. A little word for that.
Excellent. Dogon. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Dogon. Yeah, Dogon. Dogon.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Altior and Tiger Roll. Hopefully we'll...
And did I hear you say...
Some of the money back they lost yesterday. only one favourite. In all six races yesterday won, and that was a wonderful jockey race at Blackmore, our own won in the I'm trying to think of the name of the race now, but that was a fantastic win for horse. So fair play to her, you know.
Cool. And did I hear you say that you had a little word for that each way bet? Did you?
Got an outside tip for an outsider. Yeah,
lovely word. Lovely.
So 22-1. So there we go.
Brilliant. Right, oh, brilliant. There okay. you go.
Well,
that's
we'll lash them up on our Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that for people if they want to follow it. And hopefully, it's all thanks to QuinnBet, by the way, we should say. QuinnBet are doing this for us, and that's a fairer bet. And it's all for Make-A-Wish Ireland that we're trying to make a few bob, and that Ken's on with us and doing this. Listen, before we let you go, Ken, right, can we ask you about a really famous kind of, well, we think it's urban myth, right? You probably know this urban. We're genuinely curious as to whether this ever happened, right?
Yeah, because we've been talking about it all week, actually. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and apparently, so the story goes that you were coming back. I think it was from a football match or whatever. I think it might have been you were going through an airport or whatever. And of course, the place was swarmed with Irish fans, and you got recognised, and some guy got completely carried away and shouted, "All right, Ken, 180!"
No, I tell you what that was. That was we were going. It was myself, Jimmy White, and Ronnie Wood. There's a couple of name drops.
Wow,
you know, for you, right?
And that's a good party now.
We're walking into the library in Lilley, so we're walking up the stairs, and as we got into the library, all the Irish team are in the library, and all their tracksuit and all their Irish all the Irish football team, you know,
right?
They're all in the library, and they're all, you know, lined up, sitting down on the benches and all that. And as Ronnie Woods walked in, the sort of place went quiet. As Jimmy White sort of followed him, Jason McAteer, who was playing for Ireland, that's how long ago it goes, stands up on the couch and he goes, "Look at that, it's Jimmy White, 108.
It was Jason McAteer.
He stood up on the couch. And he made a sort of the action as if he was playing. He knew what he was talking about as regards playing snooker and who Jimmy White was. But he got 147 mixed up with 180. He must have been watching the darts the night before.
That's fantastic.
Everybody just cracked up. Everybody cracked
perfect
up.
Perfect that it would turn out to be Trigger as well. Of all the people, it had to be Trigger.
It makes the story so much better. That's brilliant.
Oh, man. Right, listen,
his book is really, really funny. There's so many quotes like that. He was apparently when they were in America for the World Cup, he asked one of the girls at breakfast where she was from, and she said she was from Pennsylvania, and he goes, "Oh, the same place as Dracula," he said. He thought it was Pennsylvania. And he thought Dracula was from Pennsylvania. There you go.
Oh, that's it. Right. We have to get Trigger on the show. Unbelievable.
That's fantastic.
Oh, listen, Ken, thanks
and
for
anyway,
that, man.
Anyway, listen, lads, if these horses don't come in tomorrow, I have no problem if you ring somebody else. No problem.
The entertainment value alone is worth it. Listen, Ken, have a cracking day. Take care of yourself, man. Good talking to you.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Cheers,
see
buddy.
You, Ken. Thanks again, boss.
Good luck.
There you go, the brilliant Ken Doherty giving us his celebrity tips today. These will hopefully make us a few bob from Make-A-Wish Ireland. All the thanks to QuinnBet. Now, that's a fairer bet. So, again, he's going for a double with Altior and Tiger Roll. That's the double he's going for. And then going for, is it Doggone or Dagon or something like that? Anyway, we'll find it. We'll stick it up on our Facebook and on our Twitter as well. And you'll be able to follow it through the course of the day.
Oh God, my God. Great. What a great story that
Trigger.
Is.
Trigger.
But the same place as Dracula. By the way, it's Dogon, so D-O-G-O-N. So just looking at it there, And that one's in the 450, so there you are. Oh, that's
brilliant.
Fantastic.
That is amazing. Worth it for that alone. Who cares when you make any money when you get stories like that? Spot on. Phil Collins, Take Me Home here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8:22. Magic Mike is going to pop up Ken Doherty's celebrity bets all in aid of Make-A-Wish Ireland. All with thanks to QuinnBet. Now, that's a fairer bet. He's going to pop them up on our Facebook and Twitter, so you can have a look for yourself and follow them. Just for the interest of supporting Make-A-Wish Ireland, obviously, always gamble responsibly. And
always
all that.
Gamble responsibly, yeah. When the fun stops, you stop.
And I tell you, apart from any of the tips, having Ken on this morning was well worth it for those stories. And somebody else actually says that Jason McAteer has another classic that he came out with, another sort of like foot and mouth moment.
He does.
Which I have to say, I actually, when I read it, I said, well, now, hang on a second now. I've heard that before. I don't know if that's true.
It is true.
And you can verify.
It is true. I did a show with him. I did the Next Week's News TV show with him. And he told me this story himself. So I've had it from the horse's mouth, yeah. That they were, I can't remember the situation, but they were getting pizza anyway. And someone said to Jason McAteer, well, I cut it into 4 or 8. And he says, oh, no, just the 4. I'd never eat 8. Yeah. So, and he told me that himself. Yeah, so there you go. That is true.
I
yeah.
have to get that. Whatever book that is that Ken was talking about, is obviously he must have done an autobiography.
He must have done his autobiography. Yeah, his player's autobiography. He must have done it, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I was on a show with him and Steve McManaman, and in fairness, the two of them wouldn't be from a club I would have a lot of hope or joy about. But the stories out of the pair of them. They're brilliant. Greatest pair of storytellers.
Brilliant.
Brilliant lads. They were, in fairness.
Funny.
And very funny.
Because it was weird when Ken was telling that story, the Pennsylvania story, you know. Oh, so you come from where Dracula comes from.
Yeah.
Right? It actually, do you know what came into my head? You know that scene in Dumb and Dumber where he's driving your woman to the airport?
Yeah, the Austria.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to Austria and he goes, throw another shrimp on the bar.
God damn, mate. Yeah, yeah, it is. It's exactly like that, isn't it? It's brilliant.
Unbelievable. Brilliant stuff. Anyway, great having Ken on for that alone, apart from anything else. Lots still to happen, including, of course, the breakfast table quiz. How did we do yesterday? Was it yesterday a whopper, was it? Yesterday did well, or?
Yesterday we got, I've told you had a mind blank.
I know,
we
only had four on a Monday. And then I think, it was nine yesterday.
Nine. So we had nine yesterday. So there you go, right, Grant. So nine. So 10 or more. We need double numbers then to go into the lead. So there you go. So
nice prize as well. A €500 gift card for Kildare Village up for grabs.
Ah, stop, sure. It's Patrick's Day. You'll be up there buying yourself some green t-shirts and shamrock hats and all that sort of carry on. Perfect time to win £500.
REM, Losing My Religion here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. It's almost 8:40. And the strains of Match of the Day in the background, because we have a little footballing story, but it's not as jovial as that.
I think
although,
it is.
To be honest with you, actually.
I think it is.
I take it back. It is actually pure comedy.
It's priceless.
I'm sure you're aware of this, to be honest with you, as it is. But
and
anyway.
No coincidence that somebody who loves a cynical story like Magic Mike has come in with a green jumper on him today. I think it's definitely not a coincidence. But
it's a dumpy moment.
I think you can either get upset by this or you can see it for the hilarious shambles that it is. Yeah. And I choose hilarious shambles. Declan Rice, famous English footballer, has been crowned Irish Young Player of the Year. So not only is he 23, he's Irish Young Player of the Year. Even though he's turned his back on the country, he's walked to the English camp. The FAI, in their wisdom, have chosen to stand by the decision made by the sports writers of the country instead of saying, surely that no longer applies.
Yeah.
And choosing who would have been the next greatest person in. By their mind, it was probably Jack Grealish anyway. And they've given, it's such a brilliant, catastrophic shambles. And it's hilarious. There was people on the radio yesterday, like, justifying the decision to say, no, when this was done, he was an Irish player. And you can nearly see sense to that. Except it looks absolutely, it's absolutely ridiculous,
like
to the point you couldn't make it up.
We've handed the punchline to the English now.
We really
because
have.
Because literally what's going to happen
really
is
have.
Declan Rice is almost odds on to be called up to Gareth Southgate's next English squad, right, for when the international break comes around. He's almost certainly going to be in the English squad and he's going to be
crowned
the Irish Young Player of the Year.
And guess what? He's getting the award on Sunday. Funny enough, he's not around to accept it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's mortification playing its part when it comes to accepting an award on Sunday. It's a catastrophe. It's hilarious, but it is a catastrophe. Like, I can't wait until we give a contribution to Irish history and the award goes to Oliver Cromwell. There you go. You're not wrong. It was a huge contribution to Irish history.
It certainly made a difference.
Not the type of person we should be handing awards to.
Yeah, where we draw the line?
It is fantastic. It's absolutely brilliant. We're going to give the Irish Music Contribution Award to John Lennon and the Beatles. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I'm all for, not interfering and political interference in things like this and votes and all that. But, surely somebody would have turned around and went, no, lads, look, they better take him off the list. Obviously, that's not going to work.
You just do what they do in GAA raffles around the country, right?
That's
you pull
true.
The name out of the hat and you go, no, he never sponsored the team. You throw that away.
Yeah.
And you pull another one. You pull another one, you go, right, and the winner is, Mick, it's you! And everybody cheers.
Yeah.
And everyone's, because it's a worthy winner who's involved in the situation.
Yeah.
There's
the right thing to do, and then there's justice.
Yeah, there's the right thing to do, there's the wrong thing to do, and then there's the thing you do anyway.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of those times where you do the thing you should do.
There's a part of me believes that even Declan Rice himself would kind of go, look.
He doesn't want it.
Would you leave that? No. Don't give me that. No.
This is the last thing he wants.
The last thing.
No, hang on to it. Give it to somebody else.
Oh, for God's sake, he's there. I'll tie my back. Leave me alone. We should either do that, right, and get rid of him and give it to a worthy player, because you know there's actual Irish lads who would do anything to be named young sports person or young Irish footballer of the year. You know they would. Or else just go completely the other way now and start just being ridiculous and have a bit of crack with it. Best Irish footballer of all time, Ronaldinho.
Right.
There you go. Best Irish footballer from Carlo Mbappe. Give it to him. Best Irish cricketer ever. Whatever. Pele. It doesn't matter. If we're going to be ridiculous, let's go full ridiculous and just bang it out. Best Irish Taoiseach, Oliver Cromwell or Churchill. You know, just have a bash. Just start enjoying this whole nonsense.
I wonder what the British tabloids did this morning. I wonder what, I can only imagine what
I
the
haven't
sports
seen any, yeah.
I assume it, because it was announced yesterday, was it?
It was announced yesterday for Sunday,
so,
yeah.
I mean, they have it. They know that it's out there. I mean, I'd say they had an absolute field day.
Yeah. I actually purposely haven't looked at the back pages this morning because I kind of...
Well, you don't necessarily always get it on this side of the pond. Sometimes we get Irish editions.
That's true.
And they tone it down a bit.
And they keep the slagging over there. They do that an awful lot,
They go
actually.
To town on it
they
over
do,
there.
They do, yeah. Then the back pages over here is like, you know, go on the bowls.
Yeah.
Well done today. And then when you look at the edition over there, it's like, silly Paddy's done it again, hasn't he? Oh, Magoo, you've done it again. You know, they really do, they rub our noses in behind our backs.
Unbelievable.
They do.
I'll tell you something. The only good thing that could potentially come out of this is a Paddy Power ad. Paddy Power will have a field day with us.
It definitely will, yeah. They definitely
come
will.
Come on, Paddy, you got to save us from ourselves on this one.
Yeah,
pull a good ad out of it.
We're counting on you to bring the humour to this catastrophic, nonsensical situation.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Now, Kildare Village have 100 brands to choose from with their year-round savings, and they're going to be celebrating St. Patrick's weekend in fine style. There'll be all sorts of complimentary arts and crafts workshops, lots of exciting activities for all of the family. You'll find them, of course, just off exit 13 on the M7. And there's all the information you need on their website, kildarevillage.com. But they've given us to give to you a €500 gift card, so that you can find something extraordinary every day at Kildare Village. As I say, celebrating St. Patrick's weekend in fine style.
Fine fettle indeed. That's the plan. And 10 is the score you need if you want to go into the lead. Now, before we start, I'm just going to check if it's all right with the lads. Can we drop the first question? Because I'm going to spend 20 minutes reading it out.
It's quite a mouthful.
It's just, by what acronym is the quasi-autonomous non-governmental organisation better known? Now, maybe somebody would know it's a quango, but to me, getting that out of my mouth when I'm under pressure, it's going to come out as...
I think now that he's given the answer, Mike, it might be best for him to skip that.
I think he'll skip that now.
Okay, thank you. I was just asking for permission, that's all. I was just asking for permission.
And
that's
you did it very well, I have to say. Yeah. You did it very well.
So I have permission to skip that question then. Thank you, Magic Mike.
Yeah, okay.
He's very understanding.
Very understanding, very understanding. Very understanding. Right, so that's gone out of the way.
It's just...
Which I'm sure is going to be a relief to Mary.
I'm sure it's going to be a relief to you. So how are you, Mary? How's it going? Mary and Kildare this morning.
Great. Great form now that you dropped that first question.
Would
Thank
you have
you
got much. It? Would you have...
Not a chance in hell.
Yeah, there you go. You see, Mary, I'm on your side. You know what
Thank
I mean?
Thank you very much.
Although what
Get
you should have done...
The hard ones.
What you should have done, Mary, was you should have turned around and said, I absolutely would have gotten that one. I want a point for it.
Yeah.
Actually, yes. At the end of this, if it's going to make a difference, I need that question.
I know, you should have said my mastermind subject is actually quangos. So there you go.
Right, okay, well listen, all you need is 10 to get into the lead, but obviously the more you can get, the better to hold on to that lead until the end of the week. So 60 seconds to do it, good to go?
Yes, indeed, I
Very
am,
best
you.
Of luck, Mary, here we go.
What 90s movie had the tagline, A Little Pig Goes a Long Way?
Pass.
Babe, what type of establishment was Cheers in the sitcom?
A pub.
According to tradition, what item of jewellery is given to a groom by a groom to his bride?
An engagement ring.
Yeah, Mount Everest is part of which mountain range?
Yeah.
It's the Himalayas. In which board game would you collect an advance and go card from the community chest?
Monopoly.
In Only Fools and Horses, what was the name of Del Boy's brother?
Rodney.
According to the saying, what type of supernatural spirit are you said to give up?
Pass.
The ghost. If A is Alpha and Z is Zulu, what is V?
V.
V.
Victor.
Yes. In which country is the province of Ontario?
Canada.
In which city would you find the Eiffel Tower?
Paris.
Which fictional superhero has an alter ego who works at the Daily Planet?
Superman.
Yes, who sprinkles dust on children's eyes to make them sleepy?
Angels.
It's the Sandman. Which four-legged animal participates in the game of polo?
Horse.
Yay! Horse it is.
There you
right,
go.
Okay, let's see. Did we do enough? It wasn't a bad score. Let's see how we got on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Nine.
Unbelievable.
That's it.
Quango!
Too late to go looking for your Quango point now.
Right.
Oh, well.
Oh, man. That was so close. Unlucky,
not
Mary. Unlucky. It was a brave
not
effort.
Don't worry. God, it was great crack talking to you lads anyway.
Good stuff. No worries, Mary. Lovely talking to you as well.
Yeah. And, you have a wonderful day, Mary.
I will. Thank you very much, lads. Bye.
Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye-bye. There you go. Brave effort from Mary Carter in Kildare.
Just one away.
Scoring another nine.
Just one away from taking the lead there. So.
Yeah. So it stays at nine for you for tomorrow if you want to have a go at the breakfast table quiz and the chance to win that €500 gift card for Kildare Village.